Do you ever find yourself wondering why some people can eat anything they want and not gain weight? Yet you practically just sniff a piece of cake and gain a pound. Or why, despite strict dieting or intense exercising, you just can't seem to drop the extra weight, stuck right in your midsection. Or maybe you are able to lose weight, but wonder why you just can't seem to keep it off for long. It all comes down to the metabolism. How optimized our metabolism is affects pretty much everything. Our cellular functions, hunger, hormones, detoxification channels, energy, risk of disease, the pace at which we physically age, and of course our weight. The person who can have her cake and eat it too just has a more optimized metabolism. A woman who looks younger than someone else at the same age likely has a more balanced metabolism. The person who is working out at the gym but can't lose any weight is experiencing the effects of a metabolism that is out of sync. Many people blame themselves or a lack of willpower for not being able to lose or keep weight off. But what they don't know is, they didn't fail, their diet did. Why diets don't work. We count calories, cut fat, eat everything in moderation, try to exercise more and eat less, because we have been told that is what we need to do to lose weight. But many of these common approaches don't work, or worse, they can backfire, increasing hunger, slowing down our metabolism, elevating blood sugar, and negatively impacting our hormones. Even though dieting and calorie restriction might be effective for some people in the short run, unless the metabolism is reset, any weight loss will be fleeting. Let's take a look at some of the most common reasons diets fail. 8 common weight loss myths/mistakes. Myth 1. We need to take in fewer calories than we burn each day. It makes sense mathematically. Bring in fewer calories than you expend to lose weight. Calorie counting would work great if our bodies were calculators. Unfortunately, we are not that simple. First, all calories are not created equal. A fat calorie is different from a carbohydrate calorie and how it is processed in the body. Our hormones interact differently with different types of calories. If our hormones are not working ideally, as with conditions like insulin or leptin resistance, the body will not effectively deal with certain types of calories. Calorie counts can end up being irrelevant if the underlying metabolism is imbalanced. Also, cutting calories too drastically can end up backfiring because the metabolism slows down in response, leading to yo-yo dieting, and in some cases, muscle mass loss, the opposite of what we want to achieve. Myth 2. Low-fat foods are better for my health and weight. For decades, we all fell for this one, hook, line, and sinker. At first glimpse, it also makes sense. Eating fats makes you gain weight and clogs your arteries. But the truth is, dietary fat does not make us fat, nor clog our arteries. Well, okay, there are certain fats that do, which we need to avoid like the plague. In general, diets that are too low in fat make us hungrier, spike our blood sugar, and lead to weight gain, and even dangerous conditions like insulin resistance, mood disorders, gallbladder trouble, and pre-diabetes. Low-fat diets can even age us prematurely. Seeing through the myth that low-fat foods are healthier is critical to gaining control over our metabolism, and because we have been brainwashed for so long, it can be one of the hardest ones to let go of. Chapter 2 details which fats are healthy and which ones to avoid at all costs. They may not be the ones you think. Myth 3. Diet drinks are good if you want to lose weight. I used to buy into the diet soda myth big time. There are no calories, so diet sodas won't cause weight gain, right? We want to believe we can drink or eat something sweet without impacting our weight or health. But dig a little deeper, and you'll find that studies have linked artificial sweeteners to increased hunger, insulin problems, diabetes, and weight gain. Artificial sweeteners are, on average, approximately 200 times sweeter than sugar. So their heightened sweetness stimulates our sweet tooth and causes people to want to eat more, not less. It is thought that artificial sweeteners confuse our regulatory systems, so our brain does not register that it has eaten something sweet. And there are negative side effects too, according to Dr. Joseph Mercola,